wherever you're sitting right now, stretch your shoulder blades back, tilt your neck to the side. Have you been hearing a few extra cracks since you started? If you are, of course, working from home. You're not alone. It seems physios around the country have been receiving a higher number of calls from patients with neck and back pain. Deb Sutherland is the chair of the Australian Physiotherapy Association Occupational Health Group and joins us on Drive. Deb, welcome.
Thank you, Patricia.
Are those noises accurate? Is this what you're hearing from people?
Well, mainly what I hear is more a groan than a crack. So it's quite disturbing if you are hearing cracks, but most of it is just a groan of giving up in one sitting position.
Okay, so let's just get to the bottom of this, because being very clear, this is anecdotal at this stage, but anecdotally, have physios had calls from people who have got issues because they've been working from home with inappropriate chairs and inappropriate offices?
Well, we're getting some. Most of them actually are upper back and neck ones, not so much lower back. There are some in the lower back. But most of them, I have to say, are from people slumped with their laptop on a couch because they didn't set themselves up properly. Before all this started, many of us actually Zoomed to some of our clients and actually told them how to set up their workplaces, so at home. So a lot of it was actually preempted, but there are some people who've slipped through and obviously working from the couch or sitting on a chair that's too low or at the kitchen table or with kids around getting terribly distracted and getting pretty irate about it all.
Okay, and who are the people suffering most from these new back and neck kinks? Is it people, you know, as you say, working with also having children at home?
There's actually a wide range. It actually varies. I think it's more dependent on how long you're actually sitting at a desk, which is really a huge range of office workers. So a lot of people with kids are able to take it in turns with their partners or find a zone in the house where they can actually work quietly from. So I think it's more to do with the type of work you're doing, how long that you're actually spending from work and, you know, how you've organised your work. Whether you've got a lot of work demands, that tends to make the biggest difference, I think, to your neck strain.
And look, we all know this anecdotally as well, although I feel like this is just something I'm very certain about. A lot more people out there jogging or doing sort of different exercise regimes. Like the parks, I know we're meant to be socially distancing, but the parks have never been so full. Is that also an issue, people doing that kind of exercise that they've had to alter inappropriately?
Well, people have had to do more, but what I'm finding is people are often more sedentary because they're doing less. So instead of, for example, walking to the train station, they're walking, getting a cup of tea and they go straight to work. And at lunchtime, instead of maybe going for a walk with some friends to get lunch, they'll go and have another cup of tea and sit on the couch. So there seem to be a lot more people, but I think it's just where they're exercising. We notice them. There's a lot of office workers who, in fact, have become more sedentary because of the temptation just to stay at home and sit down.
It's really interesting. Do you think that's kind of a growing time bomb? I've been thinking about this. We've focused on mental health, but all of that incidental exercise, like so much of the exercise I always do is adding on to my, you know, getting around for the day. But if you're not doing that, you're stuck at home. How big an issue is that?
It's a very big issue because we know that there are certain risk factors, health risk factors, if we do sit around. That's one thing we know with sedentary sitting. So it's really important to get up and move during the day. And I think if you start off by trying to replicate what you used to do, walking to the station, okay, let's go for a walk around the block. Let's do that instead. If you start to substitute for what you were doing, then I think everyone's in a much better position. Walking after work, yep, a great thing as well, but we actually need to move during the day, during our workouts. That's what the problem is.
So they need to move throughout the day. How about when it comes to children? Because I've noticed this in my own life, and I bet many working parents who have children at home now, I think it's 1 million or something that the Treasurer said this morning. How about those situations? Because, you know, my kids used to play at lunchtime and recess, but those kind of abilities of them to do that doesn't happen unless you really build it in.
That's right. You actually have to change your habits. and either do exercise with your kids, get everyone doing it, but you have to set up the habit to make sure that you set it into your day at the beginning of the day that this is actually what you're going to do. So with or without the kids, you really need to build it in. We say every 2 hours you need to get up and move around so you can work in sitting. One of the things we say is try and work in standing as well, up to 4 hours a day. So try and get moving in standing as well as just sitting all day.
Deb, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Patricia.
Deb Sutherland is the chair of the Australian Physiotherapy Association Occupational Health Group. Have you been building it into your day at home? 0418 226 576 is the text line.